Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to begin in the book of Genesis. The title of today's study on the Pastor's Study is entitled, The Two Trees. The Two Trees. Amen? Three. So we're going to turn to Genesis chapter 2, and the scriptures tell us that the Lord God planted a garden and placed man in the garden. In Genesis chapter 2, look with me in verse number 8. It says, the Word of God says, And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And then we see in the garden God made to grow every tree. Verse 9 of Genesis 2. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. However, there was one tree that man was prohibited from eating of, the fruit of it. And we see that in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. So we see the tree of the knowledge of good and evil man was prohibited from eating the fruit of. Now the scriptures also tell us that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was crucified in a garden. Look with me at the Gospel of John. In John chapter 19, and in John chapter 19, look with me if you would at verse number 41. In John 19:41 we read, Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in that garden, amen, in that garden there was a tree that our Lord was crucified on. Look first in Acts chapter 5. So we see that Christ was crucified in a garden, and of course he was crucified on a tree in that garden. In Acts chapter 5, amen, we know it as a cross, but notice the scripture refers to that cross as a tree. In Acts chapter 5 and verse number 30, the Word of God says, The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Then look with me, if you would, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And why should the cross of our blessed Lord be spoken of as a tree? Surely there must be some deeper meaning than that which appears on the surface. Was it not intended by the Holy Spirit that we should refer back to Genesis 2:9? And compare and contrast these two trees? I believe so. And a study and meditation thereof reveals some remarkable points of comparison and contrast between the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree on which our Lord was crucified. So first in our study, we want to look at the contrasts between the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that was there in the Garden of Eden and the tree on which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was crucified on. The first contrast I want us to see is the first tree was planted by God. That first tree was planted by God himself. Look with me, if you would, back to Genesis chapter 2, in Genesis chapter 2, in verse number 9, and out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So this tree then was planted not by Adam, but by Adam's maker or creator, God himself. However, the second tree, the tree to which our Lord was nailed, in contrast, was planted by man. We read in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 35, and they crucified him. Amen. And they crucified him is the brief but terrible record. My friend, it was human hands which devised, provided, and erected that cruel tree on the hill of Calvary. Amen. In marked contrast from the first tree, it was the hands of the creature and not the Creator which planted the second tree. Now, let's move on to the second contrast. The first tree was pleasant to the eyes. The first tree was pleasant to the eyes. If we go back to the Genesis account in Genesis chapter 3, in verse number 6, we read this in the scriptures. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So we see exactly in what this pleasantness consisted, we do not know. But the divine record seems to indicate that this tree was an object of beauty and delight. And my friends, what a contrast, is it not? What a contrast from the second tree. Here everything on the second tree was hideous and repulsive and repellent. The suffering Savior, the vulgar crowd, the taunting priests, the two thieves, the flowing blood, the 3 hours of darkness. Nothing was there to please the outward eye. The first tree was pleasant to the eyes. But concerning the one on the second tree, it is written, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1. So we see the contrast between the first tree, which was, we read in Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, was pleasant to the eyes. It was appealing to Eve. She desired it, amen. But there's nothing that's pleasing or pleasant to the eyes on that cross at Calvary, is there? No, my friend, there isn't. The third contrast that we want to see between the tree that was in the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the tree, the cruel cross that Christ was crucified on, another contrast, a third contrast would be God forbade man to eat of the first tree. God forbade man to eat of the first tree. We read in the Genesis account in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. A divine prohibition was placed upon the fruit of this tree. But again, how different from the second tree, my friend. How startling the contrast. There is no restriction here, is there? In this case with the second tree, in this case, man is freely invited to draw near and eat of the fruit of this tree. In fact, the sinner is bidden, as it says in Psalm 34, verse 8, the scriptures tell us in Psalm 34, 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. And then we're told in Luke chapter 14 and verse 17, come, for all things are now ready. Come, for all things are now ready. We see then the position is exactly reversed. Just as man was commanded not to eat the fruit of the first tree, he is now commanded to eat of the second tree. Amen. Let's continue on as we look in our study in the contrast of the two trees here. We're contrasting the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that was planted in the garden, and we're contrasting that with the tree that Christ was crucified that was also planted in a garden. Amen. The fourth contrast between these two trees is because God forbade man to eat of the first tree, Satan used every device to get man to eat of it. In contrast to this, because God now invites men to eat of the second tree, Satan uses all his powers to prevent men eating of it. Amen? He does everything that's in his power, that he's permitted to do, to keep men from coming to that cross of Calvary and partaking of it spiritually and being saved. Is not this another design contrast marked out for us by the Holy Spirit? Humanly speaking, it was solely due to the cunning and malice of the great enemy of God and man that our first parents ate of the forbidden fruit. And can we not also say this, that it is now primarily due to the subtle devices of the old serpent, the devil, that sinners are kept from eating the fruit of that second tree. Just in other words, just as he did everything in his power and his bags of tricks, amen, to get our parents to partake of that first tree, he does everything in his power that he's permitted to do to keep men, because God wants man to come and eat of the second tree. Amen. Satan does everything in his power to keep men from coming and partaking of that cross of Calvary. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, and we want to look at 2 Corinthians for just a moment. 2 Corinthians, and 2 Corinthians, we want to look at the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians for just a moment. There are two verses I want us to see there. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, look at verses 3 and 4 with me, if you would. But if our gospel be hid, that's Paul's talking about the gospel, amen, the gospel, the grace of God, that Christ died, he died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's what he's talking about. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And who's hiding it? Who's preventing man from seeing it, coming to it? In whom the God of this world, that's another name for Satan, for the devil, for the dragon, for the serpent, the God of this world. He's the God of this world, amen. For in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So Satan does everything within his power to blind men, to keep them from seeing the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. Amen. He does whatever he can to block the view, to take man's mind off of it and put his attention somewhere else. Notice what the Apostle Paul warns us in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, in verse number 11. He says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Paul warns the Christian, we warn you and I, amen, not to be ignorant, amen, of the devices of Satan, amen, and the things that Satan does, amen, and the things he uses to keep people from getting saved, amen. Now, as we continue our study here on the contrast of the two trees, the tree that was planted in the Garden of Eden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, with the second tree that we're comparing, contrasting it with, which is the tree that Christ was crucified on, and that tree, amen, that was planted by man in a garden. Christ was crucified in a garden, as we saw earlier. The fifth contrast is this. The eating of the first tree brought sin and death. The eating of the first tree brought sin and death. God said to Adam and Eve that if they ate of the fruit of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, he said in Genesis 2:17, he warns them, for in that day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And it was through the eating of the tree, of the fruit of this tree, that the curse descended upon our race, the human race, upon all men, with all its attendant miseries. The wages of sin is death. That was sin against God. Amen. God said don't, and they did. Amen. The wages of sin is death. And from then on, the clock started ticking. Amen. They didn't drop down dead. Amen. But they died spiritually that day, I believe. And then you'll see their bodies. Amen. They were created to live forever. But when sin entered into the world, we know what sin does to the body, to the flesh. Amen. But the eating of the second tree, praise the Lord, comes life and salvation. Look with me in the Gospel of John. Amen. John chapter 6. John chapter 6 with me. In John chapter 6, verses 53 and 54. Jesus said something here that really upset the religious leaders of his day. Listen to what Jesus said in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 53 and 54. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And of course, Jesus was talking here not in a physical, literal sense, amen, but in a spiritual sense, because he says later on in that chapter in verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. So So by eating of the second tree, amen, comes life and salvation. Is there not in these words of our Lord an underlying reference to the history of man's fall and a designed contrast from the first tree? Think about it this way, my friends. Just as by the act of eating, man lost his spiritual way, so by an act of eating, man now obtains spiritual and eternal life. Amen? So then we see the fifth contrast. The eating of the first tree brought sin and death. The eating of the second tree comes life and salvation. Amen? We have one last contrast that we want to look at, number six. We see Adam the thief, through eating of the first tree, was turned out of paradise, while the repentant thief, through eating of the second tree, entered paradise. Amen? Remember when that thief realized who Jesus was? Amen. And he partook of Jesus in a spiritual sense. And he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom there. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He said, Lord, he partook of the Lord. Lord, remember me when thou comest into the kingdom. Amen. He knew that he was Lord, that he was God, and only he, Jesus, could save him. And so we see that this thief entered paradise that very day. We doubt not that once again, there is a designed contrast in these two things. It's interesting, isn't it? A thief is connected with both trees. For in eating of the forbidden fruit, our first parents, in actuality, committed an act of theft. And is it not then something more than a coincidence that we find a thief, yes, two thieves, connected with the second tree also? And when we note the widely different experiences of the two thieves, the point is even more striking. As we have said, one was cast out of paradise, the garden. The other was admitted into paradise. And to say the least, it is remarkable that our Lord should employ the word paradise in this connection, the only time he ever did use it. So we see then, in that first garden, paradise was lost. In the second garden, amen, where the cross was planted, paradise was regained. Amen. And see, in that first garden, a curse was brought upon mankind. Amen. And in the second garden, the curse was taken off. Amen. I like what it says in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 with me. We see in that garden, Romans 5, verse 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered the world. In that Garden of Eden, sin entered the world there. And so death passed upon all men for that all of sin. So we see sin entered there. Amen. And for until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But the great thing about that, sin entered in there, in that garden. But sin was dealt with and taken away. Amen? Or the penalty of that sin was taken away at that garden, that second garden where Christ was crucified on that second tree that we're comparing the two trees. Amen? And praise the Lord for that. And praise God for that. So we see then, quickly, let's review. We looked at the contrast of the two trees. And we're comparing the two trees, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that was planted by God, amen, in the Garden of Eden, and the tree that was planted by man, the cruel cross of Calvary that was planted in an unnamed garden where Christ was crucified, amen. So we looked at six contrasts. We saw the first tree was planted by God, amen. The second tree that Christ was crucified was planted by man. Second of all, we saw the first tree was pleasant to the eyes, was it not? That's why Eve took of it. It was pleasant to the eyes, to be desired. The second tree, we see Christ suffering. We think of the vulgar crowd, the taunting priest, the two thieves, the blood, and everything else. Nothing pleasant to the eye on that second tree. And then we see another third contrast was God forbade man to eat of the fruit of that first tree, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the second tree, man is bidden to come and partake of the second tree. Fourth, we saw that because God forbade man to eat of the first tree, Satan used every device to get man to eat of it. And now because God wants man to come to the cross of Calvary, Satan does everything in his power, uses all his devices to keep man from coming, amen, to the tree of the cross of Calvary, amen. And then we saw the eating of the first tree brought sin and death. The eating of the second tree, praise the Lord, brings life and salvation. And of course, we saw the contrast with the thieves. Adam was a thief, amen, when he took of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that he was prohibited from doing. And then we see the two thieves on the crucified with Christ, one on either side. And we saw that where one thief was turned out of paradise in the garden, Adam, another thief entered paradise by partaking of the second tree. We'll continue our study next time on the Pastor's Study on the two trees.